Well, after almost 2 weeks of competition, the Winter Olympics in Sochi is due to wind up this weekend, or Monday morning, our time, is the closing ceremony. Norway is still top of that medal tally table, followed by Germany, the US, and then the host nation, Russia. Australia is down in 22nd position with 3 medals, 2 silver and 1 bronze. But it hasn't been all smooth sailing in Sochi. There have been the terror threats before the games began. There's been the soft snow and the concerns and the difficulties that's made for the athletes. And yesterday, of course, that footage of some Cossacks attacking members of the Pussy Riot group. It's also been reported that Vladimir Putin has spent $51 billion on these Winter Olympic Games. So has it been worth it? Steve Wilson is European sports editor for Associated Press. He's covered 14 Olympics in his time, and earlier I asked him how the Sochi Games compared.
It seems to have gone extremely well, the Games operationally. Things have worked well. The athletes are happy. The competitions have gone off smoothly. The venues are fantastic. They're brand new. So in that sense, yes, there's no question about it. Now, in terms of all that money being spent, I'd have to point out that a lot of that is being invested in roads, railways, hotels, and other infrastructure, which Russia says is built really for the long term, not for the games themselves, but for the legacy of 30 years from now, when the city will be look very much different. So we'll have to revisit that, I think, in from decades to come, to see whether it was really worth it in the long run. But certainly these games themselves have worked very well, and I think they have been worth it.
So you're a veteran of Olympic Games. This one, how does it compare as a Winter Olympics?
Well, you're right. I've been to 14 Olympic Games, summer and winter. And I have to say that, it's hard to compare all of them, but these really have been outstanding. They really do stand out for how well they've been organized, how well smoothly most things have worked. I mean, from the little things, from the buses to get from the press center to the venue and back, they've mainly been on time, on schedule, which in the past has not always been the case. So that's a big plus. As I say, the organization of the event themselves, the sports have gone smoothly. We've had some weather issues, but that's really par for the course for Winter Olympics, and nothing has been completely washed out or wiped out as it has been in the past.
Just on the weather issues, Steve, if I can interrupt you, because it seems that one of the key things looking from afar of a Winter Olympics is the quality of the snow, and that seems to have been, for some events, a fundamental problem. The snow was too soft. Now, I've seen reports that Sochi officials were told that, and they needed tons of salt to mix in to make the snow harder, and they couldn't find the salt despite the $51 billion. Can you tell us any more about that?
Well, these certainly have probably been the warmest Winter Olympic Games in quite some time. I mean, the temperatures were reaching 17 degrees Celsius here on several days, and which, of course, has affected the snow conditions and in the mountains. And what Sochi did in advance of these games was to actually store tons of snow from the previous winter in case they ran out and needed to put some snow back on the mountains. Well, they haven't resorted to that, but yes, there were complaints from some of the competitors in different disciplines that the snow was mushy or wasn't in top condition, but nothing of real to really complain about in terms of what happens in other winter games as well. We've had too much rain in some Olympics. We've had too much snow in others. So it's I'd say nothing that goes way beyond what we've had before in some level or the other.
And what about the security fears? We spoke, we reported earlier before the game started of the massive spending on security and the massive security presence. How's that affected the games? And have there been any security scares?
Well, you're right. I mean, the build-up to these games really was dominated by the security issue and fears that the games may be a target for terrorists. Well, it's so far so good in that nothing has happened. There have been no serious threats or scares that we know of. And I'd have to say it's really been remarkable in that with all the security presence that we know is around, it's very hard to see it. It's very unobtrusive. There's no sense that you're in an armed camp or you see soldiers with guns. And it's just, once you're inside the Olympic bubble, as we say, you feel pretty much secure, and the worry has kind of gradually slipped away, though, of course, you know, there's still a few days left.
Yes, but perhaps that Olympic bubble isn't as secure for everyone. I'm thinking of the footage of the Cossacks whipping members of the Pussy Riot group there in Sochi, which I think has probably done a lot to tarnish the image that President Putin was trying to foster with that $51 billion spend.
You're right. I mean, the arrival of Pussy Riot was quite a surprise to most of us. We didn't expect him to show up, but they did, and they didn't come to the Olympic zone itself. They were in the town of Sochi, which is 30 kilometers from the Olympic Park, actually. But they showed up there, and as you pointed out, they were giving some impromptu performance, and they were attacked by some Cossack group, and we've all seen the video and footage of that. It was quite dramatic. That took place, you know, in view of the billboards with the Olympic symbols on them. So it became a huge talking point here at the Olympic Games, of course. The official line from the organizers from the IOC is that, we're not happy this occurred, but it didn't happen within the Olympic zone, and therefore it wasn't Olympic related. That's their view of things, of course. But yes, it really did dominate a bit what's happened here in the last few days.
And staying with politics, as the Olympic Games goes on there in Sochi, in Kiev, in Ukraine, there's shocking violence occurring on the streets, nearly 70 people dead now. As I understand it, as many as half of the 45 Ukrainian athletes there in Sochi have left the Games to go home. Can you confirm that, and what's Moscow saying about that?
Right. Well, it's not quite exactly that at the moment. As we understand, I spoke just a little while ago to Sergei Bubka. He's the pole vault great who is the head of the Ukrainian National Olympic Committee. They had a total, you're right, of 43 athletes here for the Games. Some of those who had finished their competitions last week had already gone home. The violence that broke out this week, of course, dominated all of their thoughts here, and they have been talking about it in somber tones. The team the rest of the team has decided to stay, I'm told, by Sergei Bubka through the end of the games on Sunday. One of the athletes, a skier, and her coach did withdraw from the competition to protest what happened to the protesters in Kiev. But the rest of the team, as we know it so far, is still competing, staying in the Olympic Village, and they will all be returning on Monday, the day after the games close. But there was a little bit of an incident here when the Ukrainian athletes asked or wanted to wear black armbands to mark what happened back in their homeland, and they were told that that was not appropriate according to the Olympic Charter rules. So they were a bit upset by that, but they've still stayed here for now, and it'd be interesting to see what happens during the closing ceremony on Sunday, whether they would like to make some sort of gesture of solidarity for their homeland and their people.
That's Steve Wilson, the European sports editor for the Associated Press, joining us there from Sochi, where the Winter Olympic Games are due to wind up, the closing ceremony on Monday morning, Australian time. And as we were just discussing there, it is possible that politics will intrude at that closing ceremony. There's the question of what the Ukrainian team might do to protest the bloodshed at home. And also the US has named tennis player and gay rights advocate Billie Jean King in their official delegation. And that's being interpreted by some as a protest against Russia's anti-gay laws.